This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
Well, when problems and disagreements occur, sometimes it's really helpful to have a third party to help resolve matters and bring the parties together in conversation. And we thought we'd find out a little bit more about the work of Dunedin Community Mediation now. For our house guest this morning, Max Reid, joining us on the line. Max, kia ora, nice to have you with us.
Maria and Steph, good to be part of the program.
Now, Max, if someone's really not very sure about the kind of work that Dunedin Community Mediation does in the community, perhaps you could fill us a little bit in. What do you say when someone asks you, what do you do?
Well, that's a good question. We offer and have been now for a bit over 10 years, offer a free and confidential face-to-face mediation service. And that's available for individuals, for families, neighbours, organisations, businesses in the wider Dunedin area. We have a team of around a dozen trained mediators, and they volunteer their time, which is what enables us to offer this as a free service. Often people seeking mediation are wanting a more peaceful, a non-litigious approach, if you like. Either they aren't wanting to engage lawyers, or often given their circumstances, they can't afford to do that. Our role essentially is to provide a safe space and some gentle facilitation, if you like, to enable parties in dispute for whatever reason to work through the issues that are dividing them and hopefully come to their own agreed resolution. So we don't advocate for one party or the other. We don't arbitrate. We don't make decisions for people. Our aim is to try and enable them to reach their own agreement, very much based on good faith. For example, we can document any agreement that's reached between parties, but it's not a legally binding one. It's based on good faith. And ironically, I would have to say those good faith agreements can often carry more weight, carry more meaning than somebody waving a legal document around and saying, you know, this is what the lawyers have said or this is what the court has said.
Max, I imagine that at the heart of that lies, in general, a hope amongst all parties that a relationship can remain intact in some way, and it's about relationships and about realizing when you kind of get stuck that there is potential for damage to relationships, and sometimes we just need a little bit of a hand.
Yeah, I think so. And to be fair, Jeff, a lot of the work we do is with, for example, couples that have separated. They may or may not have children involved in the separation. So, you know, the relationship has reached a certain point. But more often than not, what I find is that even separated couples want to maintain a level of relationship, a level of amicability, if you like, especially when there are children involved. And so what our aim is to do is to help them to establish some strategies, some protocols to enable even a separation to be more amicable than it might otherwise be. Other situations can be between neighbours or flatmates who are still needing to be in relationship with each other, but are wanting a particular dispute resolved to their mutual agreement, their mutual satisfaction.
What's your role with Dunedin Community Mediation, Max?
Officially, it's manager, so that involves a bit of the administration and promotion. But the main part of the role is responding to requests for mediation. So I'm normally the first point of contact. So I will hear the perspective of the person who's reaching out to the Dunedin Community Mediation, talk with them about whatever may be the issue as they see it, and get a sense of what for them would be a good outcome from mediation. And then I make contact with the other party or the other parties and have pretty much the same conversation with them. Again, how do they see the issue, which may not always be the same, and what for them would be a good outcome. Then in terms of the process, we offer what we call pre-mediation, and that's an opportunity for each party to meet one-to-one, so to speak, with two of our mediators. And I would say that DCM uses what we refer to as a co-mediation approach with two mediators rather than just one. And what we've found over the years is that those two mediators can not only share the process between them, so there's a practical element to it, one leading, the other listening, ensuring the process is safe and equitable, but it also avoids any perception, any risk of one mediator siding with one party or the other, and we've found that quite an important part of the dynamic. So in those two pre-mediation sessions, each party meets with the mediators, again tells their story in their own words, asks any questions, and then if both parties are still comfortable with the mediation process, the next step is for me to arrange for the two mediators to meet with both of the parties together. And from then on, it's in the hands of the mediators, helping them to come to hopefully an agreement that is acceptable to all concerned.
Max, how generally do people come to Dunedin Community Mediation? Are referrals made from other organisations, for example?
Yes, we do, and increasingly so. We don't have a huge promotional budget, but there is, because we've been around now for 10 years, there's a growing awareness of the service. So we get referrals from other people. Sometimes it's family members. We've had referrals from schools and various social service organisations. We have a good working relationship with Otago Community Law. So they're a kind of equivalent legal service, and sometimes they will sense that an inquiry they've received may be better resolved through mediation. Equally, we will often sense that an inquiry that comes to us may need a little bit more of that legal input, and we'll refer back to Otago Community Law. So there's a good working relationship with the community as well.
I realise this is quite a big question, but you know, and from your perspective, what makes for a good mediator?
A good listener. And someone who is non-judgmental. Our lead mediator has a wonderful phrase that she uses, and she says our role is not to judge. Our role is to not judge, and I think that's an important component. And I think our mediators, they bring a range of expertise. Some have been teachers or counsellors, some are lawyers, some are retired folk who work in various other community connected roles, but each of them is trained in mediation through various training institutions or programs, but their role is largely to facilitate, to ensure that each person is being heard, to ensure that the environment is a safe one where they can be heard, where you don't have, you know, the art of ensuring that one person doesn't talk over the other, but ultimately to act as a guide to the process, I think.
Sometimes we have a choice about how we deal with trying to solve problems or sticking points. And you mentioned earlier that in some cases litigation, going to lawyers or even going through disputes processes or even court processes can be a choice. Why is mediation a good choice?
I think because it isn't as divisive as some other processes can be. It's not a win lose situation. It's endeavouring to find if you like a win win outcome. We don't have to live with conflict. There are ways of dealing with it, and there are ways that are less confrontational, that are more respectful, more peaceful, that don't have that kind of adversarial component to them. And again, I think the fact that it is a free service is equally important, because in a lot of dispute situations, finding resolution any other way can be a costly exercise, and often at a time when finances and economic situations are especially front of mind.
Mm. Max, you touched on this earlier too, but what are the potential outcomes from using the Dunedin Community Mediation Service?
Well, hopefully it's a successful mediation and an agreement reached between the parties. Sometimes that doesn't happen. The mediators endeavour to hang in for as many sessions as it may take to reach an agreed resolution. But as I said before, Jeff, it's very much a good faith process. And what we do find sometimes is that there'll be an inquiry from one party, the other party doesn't want to engage in mediation for whatever reason. And that's led us over the last few years to establish a parallel service that still has the working title of conflict resolution coaching. One of the things we've been concerned about over the years is if one party in a dispute is looking for mediation and the other party doesn't want to engage, then that first party is still left in that conflict situation. And so our conflict resolution work is helping that person remain safe in a conflicted situation, to reflect on what their contribution might be to the conflict, to try and help them develop some strategies to avoid escalating the conflict, to be able to minimise it, and above all to remain safe in what might otherwise be a not particularly pleasant environment.
Max, we're speaking to you today and about Dunedin Community Mediation as house guests here at Dunedin Community House. What's your relationship with Dunedin Community House?
Well, I don't think, to be fair, I don't think we could offer the service without Dunedin Community House. We don't have an office as such. We don't have the need for that. But we do need safe spaces and neutral spaces where we can conduct the mediations and the initial pre-mediation sessions. So our relationship with Dunedin Community House is through renting rooms for our mediation and conflict coaching sessions, and the range of rooms that they have available and how easy they are to book online, that makes a big difference for me and for our mediators making bookings. Most of our mediations only involve, say, the two mediators and the two parties to the mediation. Sometimes, though, both parties. One party might want to bring along a support person. Sometimes with group and organisation mediations, there might be other multiple parties involved. So being able to access what represents a safe and neutral space, regardless of the size of the group, that's essential for our work. As I say, we couldn't do it without the availability of those spaces.
It's an amazing service. It's great to know that it's available in the community, Dunedin Community Mediation, Max. Of course, we're heading into the holiday period, the Christmas time. That comes with its own stresses and strains sometimes. Do any particular message for our listeners today heading into this time of year?
I would say be gentle with each other. Give each other some space. It can be a period that exacerbates and brings to the surface issues, particularly family issues. We're always open to receive referrals. We give our team a break over Christmas and the New Year, so we won't be. We'll try and respond, but we won't be picking up any mediations as such between probably the end of next week and the middle of January. But that doesn't mean that people shouldn't reach out, and any inquiries will at least be initially acknowledged and responded to.
And just finally, Max, how do we get in touch with Dunedin Community Mediation if we want to find out more?
Well, we probably have the longest, but thankfully the most logical website address in town. It is www, and the next is all one word, dunedincommunitymediation.org.nz. So www.dunedincommunitymediation.org.nz. And on the website, you'll find our 0800 number, you'll find our email address, or you can even send a message to us via the website. And I guess as a small not-for-profit, I have to say there's also a link to make donations if you feel that way inclined as well.
Indeed. Max Reed from Dunedin Community Mediation joining us as our house guest today. Thank you so much, Max, and thank to the wider team at Dunedin Community Mediation for all the fantastic work they're doing in the community. Much appreciated, and thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Jeff, for the opportunity. Ka kite.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150. Email info@dch.org.nz or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.